I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Newly appointed government officials are taking their first steps toward ending nationwide violence in the Central African Republic today. Jim Hocking of Water for Good, an in-country partner of Living Water International and Reach Beyond, says the unrest is causing people to ask questions and believers are sharing the hope of Christ.
God is using this conflict to really bring people back to the church and begin to seek his face.
Read his full report at our website and see how you can help God's message reach the CAR at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, women are praising God because they're sick. Tim and Carrie of Pioneers USA work with HIV-positive women and children of India. Tim describes the background story.
The husband goes outside of marriage and contracts HIV and then brings it home to his wife and then subsequently to her children through birth and nursing. These women will work and they'll expend and go into debt to care for the husband who eventually dies from HIV, leaving her widowed.
Tim and Carrie's ministry provides women with an income. Better yet, they meet Jesus. That's why they praise God. And when I say teak teak, what do you think about? A deer-like creature? Toddler speak? Well, it's the name of a village in central Mozambique where Audio Scripture Ministries just did an audio Bible distribution. Here's why they're talking about it. This one distribution represents a sudden influx of requests from several other language groups and villages. It's a good problem to have, but the staff's feeling the pressure. Pray with them, would you? Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of the new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer, a story of changed lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through storing evangelism. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.